The temporary halting site on the busy approach road to Buncrana has been a controversial one for almost 15 years, with regular calls for its closure on the grounds of safety and public health. The site is currently vacant, and last night Deputy Pádraig McLoughlin and Councillor Jack Murray issued a joint statement saying that clearing derelict caravans and addressing damage to the site could cost Donegal County Council thousands of euro. However, speaking on the Sean Doherty Show today, Councillor Paul Canning, a member of Donegal County Council's Traveller Accommodation Consultative Committee, said they were on the verge of a significant breakthrough, but that's now in doubt.
We are working within the group to try to come to a situation that will solve the Lisfannan site. And bringing it out into the public domain, the way that it has been brought into the public domain, people start to reverse back from it. And that's what happens in scenarios like this.
Councillor Canning says the most recent review of the accommodation programme suggests there is no longer a need for the Lisfannan site, and that means it could be closed without first having to provide an alternative. He said that's the focus of a discussion at a meeting of the consultative committee, which is taking place today. However, Deputy McLoughlin questioned that assertion. He called for immediate clarification.
I spoke to Hughie Freel from the Donegal Travellers Project yesterday, and I told him about, you know, what my thoughts were about it, that we need to find a solution once and for all, and we're in agreement on that. And from what I can hear from Paul Canning today, we're also in agreement. So what I would say to Paul is, rather than engaging in this political tit-for-tat, what we all need to do is once and for all sort this out. Now, Paul, if you're right, and there's no need for a permanent alternative site, then publish that information as soon as you can.
After further exchanges, Councillor Canning then claimed that previously, when it became known that the closure of the site was a possibility, members of the travelling community immediately moved back in.
So now is that it's reviewed every 4 years, and in 2014 the review found that there wasn't a need. Up until 2014 the review found that there was a need, and while there was a need, there had to be the provision of a transient site. What we were doing, as all of the NHO and councillors, we were proposing to close the site because there wasn't a need. And the minute that word got out that we were going in that direction, all of a sudden the site became followed up again.
Deputy McLoughlin repeated his call for clarification, saying it's vital that council officials immediately outline their legal advice and what steps they intend taking now.
I want urgent clarification from the management of Donegal County Council if this can be resolved and why it was not resolved years ago. And I welcome, and here's where me and Paul are on the same page, if we can get this resolved once and for all, this site closed, a safe place for traveller children to be in, then we'll all be happy.